last week I said we would start in Egypt, so what we just played was Egyptian house music. Some of the other DJs were suggesting that I should flip over the globe. So today I flipped the globe upside down, and now I'm gonna spin it. Let's go. Oh, I landed in the ocean. There we go. Daddy, what's that place?
South Africa.
Okay, let's do South Africa. That tune was from the Soul Brothers. This time I'm gonna record the spinning of the globe. This time it landed on the Duchy of Grand Fenwick.
Fools.
Some didgeridoo music by the Chapakai Dancers. I thought of recording all the spinning on this entire show. Okay, now let's spin it. With the globe upside down. In the ocean. Let's try one more. Okay, I'm spinning with the globe upside down. New Zealand.
Like an echo in my mind. There's a hunger that grows to the ground from the deep inside. Tasting what I couldn't see. Yes, a bit, but I found in the end that it consumed me. It's a lot of my heart. It's all out of my hands. Is it ever too much? It's all out of my hands. I've been thinking.
By Brooke Fraser, and it was from New Zealand. Okay, let's spin the globe. Upside down again. Namibia.
Oh,
was dance music from Numidia. Okay, now let's spin. It's Paraguay! Thank you. from Gustavo Vieira. This is Music Squirrel signing off. Next week, our next song is going to be from Asia. Listen to my show next week, non-radio, 2200 UTC.
Chờ đầy nhung nhớ Lễ buồn chi mà trên đôi mi cứ đồng đầy nhung như. Ai hiểu được lòng tôi mang nỗi sầu rai rứt sương hoàng hôn thấm lạnh tim. Mình thổ thẻ chuyện yêu thương, hai tâm hồn từng dạo bước dưới ánh trăng trong và dịu giao vào mỗi chiều trên bờ sông hương tươi mát. Núi ngữ bình hiên ngang dòng dạt chứng cho tình yêu ta say đắm mặn nồng. Thông reo như nhạc sầu đưa tiếng để tiếc thương cho mối tình đầu gian dở từ đây. Cả hai tâm hồn mang hình bóng khổ phai, lời hẹn ước năm xưa nay vẫn còn in sâu trong tiềm thức. Lâu lắm rồi tim ta rạn nứt bởi trận bão lòng làm đắm cả thuyền. Ôm kinh trong lòng thương nhớ biết bao nhiêu, mong gặp lại người tôi yêu năm cũ. Nhớ ngày nào đôi ta còn ấp ủ siết chặt tay nhau trong hạnh phúc tràn đầy. Tìm lại rồi hình ảnh cũ vẫn còn đây trong thực tại qua những lời thơ triều mơ. Mười mấy năm qua nay thuyền đã gặp bên, chuyến đò chiều chở nặng khách năm xưa.
Enter into a new sonic dimension through the intergalactic Wasabi Mix. Live mix by Snowdusk. Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays and Tuesdays, 2300 to 2400 hours, UTC, right here on anonradio.net.
That was Snowdus. Next is Nuyen Die U Nam Fuong dan Nuyen Die U Don Trang Wek Li Ruchon, Lulabi. Thank you. That was Nguyen Die U Nam Phuong dan Nguyen Die U Don Trang. Next is Huang Oan Huet Li Lula.
Lý Lula, một hình thức hát lý ở miền Nam Việt Nam, thường hát để trao gửi cho nhau những tình cảm mến thương, hờn giận, than trách.
Enter into a new sonic dimension through the intergalactic wasabi mix. Live mix by Snowdusk. Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays and Tuesdays, 2300 to 2400 hours UTC, right here on anonradio.net.
That was Snowdusk. Next is New Yanti Hai Fuong Tran Ven KHL with Tin Chia Minam. Love song from the South.
You bought another stupid ham radio. You bought another stupid ham radio. How much was it?
Let's just say I cashed my paycheck at Ham Radio Outlet this month.
You know, I've been borrowing money from my mom, my sister, and my boss just to keep from losing our house and for food and diapers for the baby. What were you thinking, you inconsiderate jerk?
All the other guys on the 80-meter morning net and the 40-meter noontime net are always talking about the new gear they bought. Today, I went to Ham Radio Outlet on my lunch break to pick up some PL2-59 connectors and saw that Kenwood I have been looking at in the catalog was on sale. Now, I have an HF rig big enough to drive my amp to full legal limit.
So, instead of depositing your check in the bank so we can cover those hot checks we had to write for the car payment, our mortgage, and utility bill, you bought a new ham radio. You idiot.
But now I can finally get on 6 meters and I can check into the Alpha Mary net on 160 meters, after I make a couple antenna modifications.
Is that what all the new wire in the garage is for? More antennas? The homeowners association has already sent us a notice about the antennas you put up last month strung between the trees.
Oh, you saw that? Well, my G5RV won't work on 160 meters, so I am having some of the guys from the Ham Radio Club over this weekend to help me build a wire dipole.
How can you be so stupid?
But when there's a big emergency and all the communications goes down, I will still have my ham radio to keep in touch with people. I'm in charge of our club receipts program and work with the Red Cross teams.
The Red Cross has their own radios. They don't need you or yours, and all your geek buddies in the club only joined receipts because their React chapter folded and they missed the free coffee and donuts. None of you has ever saved a single life. If there was an emergency, all of your ham radio buddies would be the first ones to run for the hills like a bunch of weenies.
But we train all the time. We all bought matching windbreakers and iron patches all over them so we look like officials in everything.
And you wonder why I don't let you sleep in the same room as me anymore.
I actually prefer sleeping on the couch now, because I have my radios next to me, and I can monitor the club repeater in case someone calls for me.
Mounting a dual-band ham radio and drilling a hole in the roof of our van wasn't enough. You had to get a new HT, but even that wasn't enough. Then, you had to install a dual-band radio in the living room. Our house is already full of radios. All you ever do is sit in front of a computer and talk on the ham radio. You don't even shower regularly anymore.
But, every radio serves a certain purpose. I can talk all over the world on IRLP from the dual bander, Duradian PSK and phone on the new HF rig and send DX spots to the DX cluster over the packet node while scanning the beacon band for openings and checking on the 1.2 net with the new digital rig.
I wish you were half as excited about your family as you are about your stupid ham radios.
What do you mean? My family comes first. That is why I am so involved with ham radio. It's for the whole family.
You are delusional.
I told you already, all you have to do is study, pass the test, and get your technician ticket and I'll start to love you again.
I hope you and your buddies drop your antenna across a power line this weekend.
That's why I installed the new lightning surge protectors in the 99-13 cables coming into the shack. Just in case.
This can't be happening. I give up.
Good. So, what's for dinner? I'm starving.
Why don't you see if one of your precious ham radios can feed you?
Okay, no problem. I'll just get on the 2-meter club repeater autopatch and order a pizza.
With what money? Our credit cards are maxed out and our checkbook is overdrawn.
I added some gear for sale to the QRZ swap net listing while rag-chewing on the 2-meter repeater on my way to the office this morning. I'll go online and see if any of it sold.
If you are smart, you will sell it all.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? With Wix, you can create your own professional website.
Well, it seemed like Jack wasn't that blossom of God, sporting a t-shirt I love to bowl. He offered to help Herman move in. His wife Patsy bought a tuna casserole. But there was something about Jack's character that got under Herman's skin. Jack had to have more than anyone, and he always had to win. Herman didn't mind when it came to lawn tractors, fast cars, or even bass boats. But when Jack bought that $10,000 radio, it really got Herman's goat. Herman cringed when he saw that tower go up. He knew what was.
This is News Channel 11 at 6.
In a subdivision where property can run from $275,000 to almost $1 million, you would think the homes would get all the attention.
But in Lake Ridge South, one towering structure has residents looking up. News Channel 11's Christy Harton has the story.
Lake Ridge Estates is known for its immaculate homes, beautiful landscaping, and prestige. But now, this.
It's an eyesore. It's a monstrosity.
It is an eyesore.
It's an eyesore, and I don't like it.
It's nested at 21 feet, but when raised, this tower towers over the neighborhood. Located at the corner of 99th and Savannah, it reaches a height of 51 feet.
We had a woman that was driving down the street, and she lives two blocks away, and happened to be a friend of mine. She called me, and she says, "Betty, what is that thing in your neighbor's backyard?"
So they're asking, "What is that?"
And what it is a ham radio antenna.
Nearly all the subdivisions in Lubbock have restrictions against antennas that protrude above the roof and that are visible from the street. And the city ordinances likewise prohibit high and unsightly antennas.
Unsightly, distracting, or ugly, whatever you want to call it, it is legal, even if it's not in compliance with the subdivision's deed restrictions.
The homeowner is a registered ham operator.
And as a licensed operator, the owner is by federal law allowed to put up the antenna.
FCC regulations protect him from both city and state laws.
Legal or not, neighbors say they still don't like it.
If it's legal, that's probably all we can do about it. But, you know, we would rather it wasn't here.
If he wants something like that, I think he should go out in the country.
Christy Harton, News Channel 11.
The tower owner, Robert Boyd, couldn't go on camera with us today, but he did say he has been a licensed ham operator since 1968, and for him, it's not just a hobby. Boyd has helped with emergency communication for numerous national and worldwide emergencies, including the Asian tsunami, hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and even last weekend's severe storms that killed 28 people across 8 states.
A ham radio operator in Peoria County has some residents up in arms. Craig Thompson is building a series of towers on his property so he can broadcast a signal around the world. Eric Shangra has more on outraged neighbors.
Crews are building the concrete bases and anchors for guide wires for 11 towers to be built on 17 acres just south of Trevoli on West McDonald Road. According to the permit issued by the county to Craig Thompson, the towers will range in height from 50 feet to almost 200 feet. John Martin moved in across the street from the Thompson property in June and is outraged at his changing scenery.
There's laws that actually protect the beauty of this land, but somehow it was interpreted that this is an, I believe they said, accessory structure to his house. And so he's going to have 11 very tall accessory structures to his house.
But Matt Wall, director of Peoria County's Planning and Zoning Department, says the Federal Communications Commission gives ham radio operators the right to build these type of towers. Wall says after consulting with the state's attorney's office, the permit was issued.
he met all the requirements that are set forth in our ordinance to build towers to operate this ham radio operation, and we issued the permit accordingly.
Martin and his neighbors are now considering legal options and wondering how one man's hobby trumps their right to a traditional rural landscape. I'm Eric Shangra reporting.